When it comes to the role of technology in UDL or Universal Design for Learning, I'd really see it as a multiplier of inclusive learning practices. There's a lot of Universal Design for Learning that you can implement without using technology. For example, you can be clear about the goals of any learning activity, and you can make sure that those goals are communicated to learners in a variety of different ways. But for some learners, when it comes to interacting with a learning environment, when it comes to perceiving the information that they then need to turn into usable knowledge, or when it comes to navigating the content or responding in a way that demonstrates their learning, technology can be key. Without that technology, without the access that it provides, then learners don't have the opportunity to take that information, make sense of it, and then be able to express what they know in a variety of different ways without barriers getting in the way of them demonstrating their complete and accurate understanding of the information. There are a number of different ways that we can think about technology when it's used in inclusive learning settings. The broadest category would be educational technology, and that's technology that's provided to all learners. Then we have the more limited set of technologies, which are assistive technologies. And those are technologies that are designed to meet specific needs that students might have, more specialized needs. And these are the technologies that are often mentioned on a student's individual education program or IEP. But there is some overlap because as time has gone on, a lot of educational technologies have accessibility features built into them. And so whenever possible, we should look at those educational technologies that are already available and some of the accessibility features that they have, because those features may already meet the needs of a wide range of learners without the need for specialized technologies. An example of an educational technology that has accessibility features built in is a tablet that many students now have available to them, or the smartphone they have in their pockets, where you can go into the settings and you can customize the experience that the student has with the content on that device by changing the font sizes, by changing the background color so that there's additional contrast, or maybe they use text-to-speech so that they can get the information in a couple of different modalities. They can read along with the text, but at the same time, they can get the information read out loud using text-to-speech. And then there's some students where they need even more support. And so they may go beyond just text-to-speech. They may use a full screen reader, which is technology that describes everything that's on the screen of a mobile phone or a tablet or even a computer, so that if you are not able to see where the content is on the screen, you can still have it be described to you, provided that the content has been designed with accessibility in mind. If a student has a specific need, then we have a responsibility to find the assistive technologies that best match that need so that they can continue to make progress in the curriculum.